What originally happened is that I was contacted by somebody from the Isle of Wight Historical Society who had seen that I also had a tree, a family tree, on Ancestry.com, and so had he. And he had realised that I was connected to Albert Joseph Ferguson, who is my cousin twice removed.
And did you know much about Albert before this?
I did, only as much as I do. I do the family tree, and I had seen him, obviously, with and saw that he got medals. But then I've got other relatives or ancestors that also have medals. So he was just one of a few that I was researching. So it was very interesting to find out that, a little bit more about him, and find out that actually there was these medals that I had wanted to be reunited with his family, which is really nice because he didn't have children. So it's really nice.
How does it feel to be here today and have the medals in your hands?
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. I can't believe what a lovely building this is and how many people there are here, how many cameras there are here. It's just incredible.
Are these going to sort of take pride of place now in
yes,
the family?
Yes, they will. They'll probably go over the mantelpiece and I'll probably frame them. So, and they'll be passed on to the grandchildren. So it'll be lovely, but I shall enjoy them for a long time yet.
And I mean, just hearing a little bit about Albert and the fact he signed up when he was 14.
Yes.
And I mean, it was a different world back then, I know.
Absolutely.
But it sounds like he had an amazing sort of journey through the army.
Yes, he did, because he started off as corporal and then ended up as a major. So he did, and sadly he died quite young. He was 44 when he died, so that was quite sad. But he left his wife, and that's how the medals have really come about.
And it's sort of a wonderful thing to have them back now and be able to remember
Absolutely,
that.
Absolutely, yes. So I'm very honoured and very proud too.